This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Stephen is now headed to Spain, by the way, where the prime minister today said his country is in, quote, extreme difficulty and is explicitly asking for European money to bolster some troubled Spanish banks. For more on the world's economic difficulties, we turn to Josh Brown of Fusion Analytics, who's with us, as he is, every Wednesday. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with, the problem that's being talked about more and more right now, and that is that the world economy is starting to slow down a little. Warren Buffett, the billionaire investor, said last night he thinks the chances the U.S. is heading back into a recession are very low. What do you think?
So China is probably in technical recession already or headed there very shortly. Europe is basically a giant recession. It's very tough for us to say that the U.S. can decouple. So we'll have trouble. It doesn't mean that we necessarily have to have a contraction, but it wouldn't be all that surprising. So I think at this point, we're kind of looking at as like a 40% probability.
40%. A lot of people are looking to central banks for help. And I want to ask you about that, because I just mentioned that the ECB did not change their interest rate. And I saw an article today headlined, "Save us, Bernanke, you're our only hope." Should the central banks be doing more?
What a bullish headline that is. You know, at a certain point, and you've heard this term used before probably by me, the central banks are really pushing on a string. In the context of a balance sheet recession, when people still need to delever, adding more liquidity doesn't do very much other than deflating the actual cost of the debt. So I think, obviously, people are expecting central banks at a certain point to come up with the grand compromise that will include money printing and lowering rates, but it's also going to have to include things like easing off on the austerity demands of countries that simply can't afford it anymore, rotating debt around, recapitalizing banks. It's never just one tool. It's never just one fix when things get to this point.
Josh Brown of Fusion Analytics, thanks as always.
Thank you.